They're back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. I've got the Gunsmith in studio with me. That's Jonathan Smith.
Hello.
He's right here to my left.
Caffeinated and ready to go.
Yes.
Thanks for the hot coffee.
Fully caffeinated, as always.
Full of something.
Anyways. More than just caffeine.
A little vim and vigor.
We're gonna talk about 1911s again, of course.
Yes, we are.
It's a lot of people that make them. We're gonna talk about some of those numbers. But first, this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Yes. Now, Tri-County Roofing's been around for a long time, too. Since 1971. That doesn't make them great. What that makes them is experienced. And
there's a reason people last this long.
Because they do good work.
Integrity starts at the top.
You know it. That's their.
What did I do?
Branding.
I just did a new commercial for them. Have you ever heard the rain? You won't care if you hear the rain when you got a roof from Tri County.
That's right. Yep.
And then I said, and if you have a roof from Tri County, then you're going to sing "Joy to the World." Both of those songs, from 1971 when they started.
Oh, no kidding.
Installing roofs.
I'm sure you're going to have some kind of a tie-in there to the Beach Boys.
Yeah, you know what? I did it before that, but yeah, he was something else. I read a really cool article about him and Smile, the last album. It was stuck for a long time, didn't get it finished. Finally finished it.
Wow.
And I checked it out. I took a listen to it the other day. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I'll have to do that this weekend. But
you wonder about Brian Wilson and what happened to him when he had his nervous breakdown.
Yeah, he.
And what did they do to him to make him? Because he was different after that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You see him before that, and he's happy-go-lucky. After that, he looks a little bit like a space cadet. You know, when he acted out, but he still did brilliant work.
Yeah.
You know, and
great musician and
Brian
great music,
Wilson,
different time.
And losing Sly. From Sly Stone this week.
He was something, too.
I love his music.
Yeah, and, me too.
I mean, I grew up, literally, I had an 8-track hidden in my 66 Pontiac dashboard and my 8-track tape player. And I would have Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah.
And I would have the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Because
that's what fit that car. It was a 66 GTO.
Right.
And you couldn't even see it because I wanted to keep the dashboard original. It was all tucked in the... And the inside of the glove box then was like cardboard. It was very simple.
Yeah.
So it fit in there, no problem. And where's that music coming from? Not coming from that old AM radio on the dashboard, you know?
So the whole player was
I had the whole 8-track tape player hidden in there.
Gotcha.
So I could just pop it open, shove it in, you know, and then that GTO, it had a handle right there to hang on to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old crap handle, you know? It's like, oh, crap, John's driving. And they hung on like mad.
Hang on tight. Here we go.
So fast cars, fast guns. Let's talk about guns now. But
Tri-County Roofing.
810-732-7740 is their number. And guess what? Tim's got, I just dropped off 100 raffle tickets for him to sell. So he's going to be selling.
I was
going to
take 50. I guess I better. Now I'm
still. Yeah, stick with 50. Yeah. And, you know, we got time. The raffle doesn't end until September 7th.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday afternoon at Williams Gun Sight. It's when we're running a raffle. Tim will probably be there unless he's up north. Last year, I think he sold two of the winning tickets of eight guns we did. Two of them were people he sold them to.
Oh.
So those are the people that say, give me 50. You know, right. They just buy 50 tickets. Because we got about $8,500 worth of guns in this raffle, and Tim's been a big part of it.
Got
too,
a great lineup,
And he helped us out with some of our sponsors, too. I said, I'm tired of bugging you, but he got me ABC Supply to sponsor it. But, man, and he was real happy with who I got for sponsors, too. I got, of course, Williams Gun Sight and Local 7, the Sheet Metal Workers Union, is in. Farrell Home Sales, great guy, specializes. He's got a lot of businesses, but he wanted to specialize in his mobile home service, mobile home sales. McCarthy Electric, Flushing Dental.
Yeah.
He took 50 tickets yesterday, too. Everybody's got tickets. And Modern Concrete, Modern Industries, a huge company, you know, and they just, of course, we're going to help. So thank God. Our good buddy Tim Look, one of the three Tamigos.
Yeah.
He's doing it too. So
Frozen Tech. Well, he sells a lot of guns. He comes to you when he needs help pricing.
I help him with guns. Yeah, I help him with guns. So it's all good. And our good friends over at Sorok Plastics, the people that own Topper Hopper, they're helping with
Teach
us too.
Out Security.
The nice
thing about this too, and Jeremy, Reliable Enterprises.
Kasuba Enterprises.
With all this support. And you were able to buy all the guns for the raffle with those supporters so that all the ticket sales from the raffle going to help with buying the EKGs.
Buying new EKGs and the medical equipment. We got to upgrade. So it's
That's
all
great.
Good. And And everything is just
it really is
right
impressive that what you guys have done. It's amazing how you've built this thing since what 14 years ago?
13 years, yeah, 13 years now, and 14, yeah, it's 2011, January 2011. So it's been a long time, 14 years. I have we got a new delivery of AEDs a couple days ago at the house.
Yeah,
and even the guy that our representative Tom Perna, he's just outstanding. He took 50 tickets too, and yeah. To sell them down in he's in Warren, but he deals with almost every school in Michigan that has an AED in it. That's his job, and he said you can't imagine the backlash in some people in Congress that don't believe in what we do. They don't think we need AEDs, and they don't think we need heart screenings, and he says, but the Smiths are saving lives. How can they not? You know, and it's. Yeah. Some people, I said, you know, it's almost like a,
What does it hurt?
It's almost like it's a different party. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're like they have to have opposing views. Huh. They don't want to go along with it because it wasn't their idea.
Strange. Yeah.
It is very strange. He says, so all I can do is talk good about you guys when I'm in Lansing. And he does. Yeah. He represents us all the time. So, and Tri-County Roofing always stands behind what we do.
Oh, yeah.
And they've done a lot of great stuff for us over the years.
Great family business. Yep. And they do tremendous work.
And they are your low-pitch and flat-roof specialist. And like I said, been around since 1971, so they've been around a long time. And Tim wants you to know there's 153 days till deer season starts.
153
days all as of today till deer season starts. So go to Tri-County Roofing. You link to him right on my website, thegss.com, or go to his website. Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com.
That's a wrap on this segment. We'll have more when we come back.
How much time do we have?
You got a little time.
Okay, a little bit of time. All right, so we're going to talk about 1911s. And luckily, I know a little bit about them. So, yeah. But what kind of blew my mind is when I said, you know, I'm going to see how many manufacturers there are of them.
Making 1911s.
And then I was like, hear the paper. Uh-oh, that's a huge, that's a big list. I mean, 2 pages of 1911 makers. And you'll recognize some of them. You know, some I've like, I've never seen that one before. But Charles Daly has been around forever. They make them. EAA, European American Armory, they're an importer. And they brought some, they bring these ones in now called Gersons, which I really like. I've got one. I got a beautiful two-tone Gerson. It's got all the bells and whistles. But it's another one of those guns. It's like $500.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like a SIG, and I bought it to because it has everything that my real expensive SIG TAC Ops has, this Gerson, it's called the Untouchables, which is kind of a cool name for it. It has everything on it that it has. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do a side-by-side comparison. Here's a $1,200 gun. Here's a $500 gun. Let's see how they work. So I'm going to do that comparison. So that's in the works. I haven't even fired it yet, so it's still in the case.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of companies, though. Taylor & Company. Of course, Kimber, we mentioned them earlier. T-Sauce, we mentioned them earlier. Some of these folks are just importers. Some actually make them here in the United States, like Kimber. A company called ATI, they're doing a bunch of European guns. Most of these 1911s are in .22 caliber. They don't make a lot of them. ATI doesn't make a lot of them in anything larger than .22 long rifle. GSG is the exact same thing. Chiapa, I believe, is the same thing. All their 1911s are .22 long rifles.
Get to the Chiapa.
Exactly. Yeah, just like that. man, we lost Apollo Creed this week, too. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I thought of Apollo Creed when you said that. But anyways.
No, he's in Predator.
Predator.
Yeah.
So now there's another one called Mauser. Now, they brought the old Mauser name back, but they make really good rifles, and they make a .22 caliber pistol as well that looks like a 1911. There's a one called Blue Line Solutions. I never even heard of that one before. Rock Island Armory, you're probably familiar with that one. But you might have one of these, and you might say, oh, that's been a great gun. I like Arms Corps. Arms Corps makes them. Nothing's fancy. They're just workhorses. It's kind of like buying a crescent wrench. They pretty much work. Some work better than others.
Yeah.
Some people shouldn't have wrenches. You know, some people should make them. But Arms Corps is pretty good. They make really good ammo, too. Walther, again, .22 long rifle. Now, Taurus, was a real shocker when Taurus started making 1911s, because everybody says, Taurus, they're from Brazil. Who would buy a 1911 made in Brazil? Well, now Taurus USA is huge. You know, they even sponsor a bunch in like NASCAR and stuff, you know. Their guns are everywhere.
Do they build them here now?
Assembled.
I got you.
Assembled. But like Springfield Armory, another company that's very prevalent. If I remember correctly, Taurus was making their frames in Brazil. So you'd buy a Springfield Armory 1911 and it would say fabricated fabricated FA Brazil. It was, they were actually made in Brazil by Taurus, then shipped up to the United States and then assembled into a Springfield Armory gun. Mm-hmm. Some Springfields, the high-end Springfields, are not Brazil guns, but the low-end ones are. So another one called Cimarron, Browning, TriStar Arms, which is an interesting one. I've handled a couple of those. They're pretty nice. Ruger, all-American, classic guns. Their 1911s are top of the line. I love them. And there's a company called American Classic. I have one of those, too. All around good gun made in the Philippines, but it's called an American Classic. You know? So, but there's a bunch of guns made in the Philippines because we kept the war effort in the, in, you know, over in the Orient or whatever that part of the country is, or the world, the Polynesian area. We did the war over there for so many years that we decided to manufacture over there and let them make their own guns. So Polynesian 1911s are very popular. And there's a reason for it. Why make them in America when we can make them over there cheaper? So they did, and then they eventually sold the plants to the, like, the armies there and stuff, or manufacturers there, and they took them over. So it's all good. But we can get into some of the high-end stuff, like Cabot's, Nighthawk Customs, Les Bear, Staccato. These guns can range between $2,000 and $50,000. So Staccatos are awesome. Dan Wessons. You can get beautiful Dan Wessons and Sig Sauers anywhere from, $1,000 to $3,000, and just works of art. Dan Wessons, you get a Dan Wesson Bruin. Oh, what a gun.
What about 10 millimeter? What about Colt?
Colt? I'm looking at one right now. It's on my list for the next segment. Colt has the Delta Elite in 10 millimeter that I've got several Colts and I love them. The Colt 10 millimeter is my next one, and it's going to happen. I got to get the PO.
I have no doubt.
I'm going to buy, sell, and trade until I get one.
Yes, yep.
Get it. The negotiations have begun. The flower beds are weeded. The laundry's done. Yeah. The dishes are cleaned up.
Let me know if you need to call in a negotiator.
I might need a negotiator. She does tend to listen to you, Dan, so you need to stress the need that John does need that incredible Colt Delta Elite. So, we'll discuss that another time.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.